Sometimes I manage to get
one. That's
it, done.
Right, and I'm booing, so welcome to a park.
Poverest park.
Poverest park. not impoverished, yeah, park.
Right. We're now live. Hello, Periscope. This is Paul Hopkins and Robert Johnson there.
Hello.
RJ Nets, there's Vance, here's Robert's guide dog, here's my Usher guide dog, and here's Claire, and her guide dog, Ben, and here's Nathan. We're going to let our dogs on a free run, which is involved with the phone. They have seats like that. Are we all going to let them off?
Vance, could you sit, please? Sit.
We were going to, complete free run,
Yeah, we'll deal with that in a bit. No, let's let them go first, because they need to wait there. So I'm going to take this harness off. We've got some treats in our pockets as well. We've got some treats in our pockets as well. We want them to come to us when they're told.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Do a countdown then or something.
You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Vance went on 2.
There
okay,
they go.
The key is to hold on to
their comms. Hang on, let me...
Sorry.
No, it's alright. No. Hang on, I'll show you.
Roughly forward. Oh, no, not forward. I did the way I was going to go turned out to be a big bank.
So, I will film. Hang on a second. Put the headphones on my head.
The Orpington what?
Okay. Do we guys have bears? Oh, you mean, what, in England? No. No.
Only of the teddy kind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think... No, we don't. I don't know where you're from, but no, we don't. So what will happen? The dogs will just run for a bit, and then they'll start to settle down in a sec. I expect they'll use the loo and stuff. What about deer? No, not in this park, but yeah, we do. There are deer.
Oh, old deer, but no, none of the horned variety.
In terms of where you live, Robert, there's
yes, I have deer near me. Yes,
deer park, there were deer.
Well, yeah, Richmond Park.
Yeah, no, deer are quite really relatively common in the UK, but they won't.
Just not in the middle cities.
Not in cities and stuff. No. Mark Dillon, I think that said. Hello, new joiners. This is us. We're at a place called Poverest Park. There, you're right, darling. Do you want an arm?
No.
What?
No,
I'm right. Why?
No.
Did you bring your cane?
No.
So we just...
Well, we did well there, didn't we? None of us actually bring a cane.
So they're fairly straight apart.
Yeah, and the banking on either side.
It's a nice place. This is about, what, are we 12 miles outside of central London?
11.
11, okay, for being a nicky-free. 11 plus?
No,
Josh. Oh, Josh.
Hello, that's the door.
Thanks. A little bell on. Yeah, and so this goes
from a haberdashery website. the original one came off. Broke.
There goes Ben. And then this is nice for us because we get to have a nice sunny walk for the dogs.
Nathan, can you shout if Vance goes too far or starts heading off, please? Thank you.
Vance is
sort of lolloping.
Yeah. He's a bigger dog than the other.
He's kind of an age now, he doesn't want to run.
No, he just mooches, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So we're just heading for it. It's just a nice park.
Well, it's quite warm anyway for dogs to run.
Yeah, it's been a lovely warm day by UK standards. It's been 27 degrees, which is hot for us. 27 Celsius.
American, they don't free run their dogs, do they?
I don't know.
Do they not? No. Yeah, right.
I remember years ago when I did some training, one of the guide dogs, GDMIs, that I used to do, yeah, with said she did some work over in America, and they were quite surprised when she explained to them about free running and all that.
Yeah, right.
The American guide dog got free run too.
How do dogs? That's a good question.
How do the dogs know work versus play?
Because they've got... Well, because they're not on the leash.
Well, they're not.
Dogs!
No, they're going to come back. Good boy, Ben.
Vance,
are
you going to come back, or are you going to stay mooching there? Good boy, well done, Vance.
Wait,
we're going to get a treat now.
Sit, Vance, please.
We'll answer your question in question. That's a good question. Harness, yeah, you're right. Basically, when they're in harness and when they've got the leads on, that's when they're
right.
working.
They so whoa.
Because they're off their leads, they're off the harness.
Did Vance get something right?
No. It's giving to dogs.
Yeah, watch his. Good boy, Vance.
Vance, you've got something.
Vance, you come over here. You've had enough.
Vance, hold still. You've got something on your head.
Everything?
Have they all had some?
Yeah. Cracky, you've got sharp teeth, Vance.
He has, yeah. You have to be a little careful.
He's all right. He just caught my thumb. It wasn't anything. Yeah, no, I'm fine. He just caught my thumb as he went to grab the sausage. He wasn't,
ready?
Wasn't malicious.
You have to almost treat him like a horse.
Flat
hand.
Oh, okay.
Ready then? Are they ready to go? Right, off you go.
Off you go.
I think Vance needs a head start, to be honest.
No, yeah. He's just leaps in front of them. But yeah, so that's the question. That's the question answered. It's do they
and having had
purebreds?
Pork sausages, I think.
Yeah.
they
he Vance is back already.
No, they only train purebreds.
No. There's two across.
He's the German Shepherd.
They're very angry, you see.
Yeah, very cross. Go on, off you go.
Off you go, Vance. He's looking for a treat again.
That's because I've been feeding him pork sausages.
All the time.
He thinks I'm going to come back here.
Vance likes me. He's like standing in front of me.
The cream one over there, he's allowed to cross the retriever.
You see, I shall have to come and see you when you're training your next dog.
Yeah.
So that your new dog can
learn. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I think if I'm stuck in the Premier Inn on Euston Road, I'll be
don't worry, I'll
desperate
be down.
For visitors.
Of course, I'll come and visit
straight
you.
Straight or right, left?
At least I hope you know that.
Yeah, no, of course.
Happy dogs, yeah, they are.
I can't distinguish Vance's bell from the other ones.
Yours is a little one.
Sounds like a little bell.
Yours is like a cat bell.
They're probably, well, I'd say they have a dashery.
Yeah, they are happy dogs.
Sounds like my cat. My cats used to have slightly different tone bells. So I can
right.
Tell them apart.
Good idea.
Hello, what's the joiners?
And it was a nightmare because they used to lose their collars on fairly frequent basis.
You have to keep on trying to tone match new bells.
Yeah, because I used to buy the quick release collars. So
yeah.
Stuck them.
I really wanted to move Vance onto a different whistle because I hate the having the horrid plastic whistle on my belt.
Yeah.
But no, he didn't seem to recognise any other one. I wish that they would use better quality ones when they trained them.
My whistle's on my keyring.
Thundery referee whistle.
Yeah, my one's literally attached to it here.
Oh no, I put mine on my keys.
In my eye.
I can't see anything either. I'm hoping that there's no lamppost in head in front of me or anything.
Field on the left, but we're not. The field we would normally go into is overgrown with grass.
Oh, is it?
Oh, really? Okay.
Right. I can see a little more again there.
Fairly managed woodland, to be honest, this area. There's a place called Petswood, which is just up the road where daylight savings was invented, apparently.
And it's where they take all the animals, hence the name.
Petswood.
It's just saying Petswood, wouldn't they? Yeah. Daylight savings was invented there by
Mr. Saving.
Hey? Oh, Usher.
Usher's what?
Rolling.
Ush! Stop that. Wait, come here.
Has he got anything on him there?
No, he will though. Ready? Go! Bad dog.
They're going, where's my sausage?
That's how good their recall should be. That's quite ideal.
I've always had dogs in good recall.
Yeah. I called him, he came running straight back. Normally he does.
I knew somebody who had dog with no recall at all.
Mm-hmm. Love my accent.
And it spent
Thank
nights
you.
On other people's farms.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Goodness, that's bad.
And so, obviously, when it retired, he wouldn't even rehome it to anyone he knew.
Really? Come back.
Vance! Come on, mate. My accent is being loved, which is slightly scary. These southerners probably wouldn't agree.
What's they saying about your accent?
They said they like my accent.
See, I know I said this the other day, didn't I? That the Birmingham accent is apparently the sort of ideal one for foreigners. They really love it.
I don't know.
Strange people, but you know.
Like a foreign, you know, Birmingham's like a foreign country.
They think I'm the greatest.
True.
Remember, bearing in mind, you know.
Well, you are, aren't you?
Birmingham has more canals than Venice.
Apparently it has a greater capacity water volume passing through it. Apparently, according to the latest post.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who said that then?
Yeah.
Interesting.
However, I wouldn't necessarily equate water capacity with water throughput.
Of course.
So I intend to come back on this because, of course, the Venice ones empty and fill with the tide.
Yeah,
so the throughput's got to be much bigger.
Yeah,
than.
And also, well, they knowing the Brummies and their spurious statistics, they probably claim that because the water that comes into Birmingham, the Frankley Reservoir from the Welsh pipeline, they probably count that as well.
And probably the River Trent on one side and the Severn on the other.
Oh, we're equidistant from all the major ports in Britain, so yeah, that must count for something. Well.
It's a big post here. It's a very solid poof a dog note.
Enjoyed your walk. Thanks for sharing. Well, thank you. Glad you could stop by if you've gone.
That's very solid.
Sorry about that. I didn't get to.
Interesting fact. Doncaster is technically part of Scotland, not England.
Yeah.
We gave them to them.
So you're getting a free history lesson here as well.
We gave them Doncaster.
Robert, do you want me
they
to...
They can keep it.
Do you want to take it on the other side? Or on,
do I want to
on
what?
On the shoulder or something?
Oh, it's all right, don't worry.
No, because
I've hit the one in a million post there, so I should be okay for the rest
no,
of the time.
No, they're not one in a million.
See, the dogs have already slowed down quite a lot. They tend to...
Well, maybe if I walk slightly out from the path, maybe I'm...
Down the left, Robert,
yeah,
but
we're
going to
be going into the woods in a second.
Into the woods? There might be bears in there.
You go down through the woods.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock they go home.
Have you been treading on the cracks, anybody?
The
cracks in the paving.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what happened?
What happened?
The bears come and get you.
The bears, cool.
Yeah. You know about this?
I used to sing that to Nathan when he was little. That was if we were travelling... We were travelling and whatnot, I used to see
it
and just didn't
stop.
What's that?
So much
so I had to go download the words. You just make them up? No. Oh no, I'm a pedant, don't you know?
So the thing about giving the dogs a treat, sometimes, randomising, is to make sure that we do run out of treats.
And that we also don't run out of treats.
And we also don't run out of treats. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Sausages don't grow on trees, you know. It's a good idea.
My email is VI
Forecasting. VI Forecasting.
It's like people starting these GoFundMe pages for all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit dubious.
I'm not quite sure what the difference between doing that and sitting down with a bowl is, really.
And what?
Sitting down with a bowl in front of you.
Oh, I think there's no difference
in it.
Yeah, these bridges have been recently replaced.
Bridges? Does that mean there's a stream somewhere? Am I aiming for it? Okay.
You are, yeah. If you need to come onto the path.
Okay. If you move over to the left a bit, then you'll be in the river.
So but move over to the
no,
right.
No, I'll be in the river.
You're in the river?
There's no water in it. There's no water in it.
Okay.
There's only rarely water in there in winter.
Right. It would probably still hurt to fall into the gap.
Right, you'd probably have a crane down for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you commented on the bridge because I had no idea until that point.
I think we'll stop broadcasting for the time being. Because one dog, herd of dogs, going fall back and all the rest of it.
And also, you won't have any bandwidth left.
I'm on some weird here. Yeah. Right, anyway, thanks for joining everyone. Mm. And we will.
Did you notice, I'm FaceTime now.
Oh,
no. There we go.
Bye-bye.
I'm FaceTime now, I don't know if you use FaceTime. But if you go into the history of FaceTime calls, it tells you how many megs you've used.
Which is slightly scary.
Yeah, it's about a meg a minute.
Is it really? Okay.
And that's just for audio, so I don't know what video you use.
Okay. Well, for those still listening on Audio Boo, this is now Robert, Claire and Paul Extra.
Yeah.
See behind the scenes as the video cameras stop rolling and we continue walking.
This is like, yeah. There should be another sort of name for the extra outtake, shouldn't there? Okay. Perry outtakes. So yeah, we're still walking in Hogwarts Park.
Oh, this is not the impoverished park. Okay.
It's Covert Woods, and obviously people really want it badly.
Yeah.
And the woods.
Doggies! We're bringing back to
God!
Wow, they all came back quite nicely, didn't they?
Yeah!
The call of sausages.
Usher, hey! Sit! That's Usher. Someone's holding back.
No, he's fine.
What, you've got mouths right by you, Claire, yeah. in a tight circle.
I know, I'm just
circle.
Breaking them because they're quite big bits. Right.
Usher's there, that's Usher, is it?
Right. Oh no, I'll get Vance last because Vance.
That was Usher. That
Usher, you Vance, got... you can't reach over the top of the dog to eat the sausage. No.
Hello.
That's Ben. Well, you know that.
Right, Vance, sit. There you go. You managed to miss my fingers being lost this time. Off you go.
Stinks, off you go.
Right, off you go. It's all gone. Look, all gone. Off you go.
He bloody knows that he didn't trust you.
Hold on.
Go on, off you go. Shoo.
Vance. Go on, Vance.
He's not sure. He's trying to think. Can you imagine saying that a bit longer?
Do you want to
see something more?
What?
Considering he said that Vance is not a foodie, he was pretty keen on those.
Yeah, things. Yeah, he's getting more foodie as he gets older.
I think it's because, let's face it, they've got not a nice smell from them.
And you enjoyed that gift as well.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Well, he's starved from tomatoes normally, so...
Careful. So the path here is a little bit narrow now. Can we okay
I don't know if it's tomato. We had different ones.
Yeah. Was it? Oh, Paul thought it was a tomato.
Sour cream and chive. Garlic and herb.
Hang on, what am I meant to be avoiding?
Nettles.
Okay.
You should, it could be a...
Well, this should be...
On this path, it should be okay.
Yeah, I can't see the path. It's the only problem, but...
Not.
It's all right, don't worry. You keep talking and I'll follow.
Keep right behind me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Then we should just, it's a one turn sort of
yep.
Back at the moment. There isn't anything outrageous to be honest.
It's warm, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's a nice evening.
Hello, Vance.
It's all gone, Vance.
I think he's having a shine. Then the path gets a little smoother here again, but still it's narrow.
Yep.
And it's going up a hill slightly.
Thank you.
And it banks to the right.
Where are we going then?
And then drops down slightly.
Most informative response ever.
Okay. Please.
I feel like I should have a bell on you two so I can follow you.
What, mate? It goes off and over roots occasionally.
Yeah. Got it. I might just pause to stop my recording in a second. Because okay. Even the extras programme has got boring now.
That's the trouble, isn't it? I think I try to judge it by how much playful stuff I don't listen to. I start listening
I don't watch hardly any of it.
So.